Blog Talk Radio.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic, I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far, in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they were. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Another edition of Sin City, man. We got all kind of technical difficulties going on here. I'm trying to get everything straight right now, so bear with me. Yo, look at stuff. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Just trying to get everything situated.
I heard, because I called earlier, and yeah. Weird.
Okay, we just had a little technical difficulties. I think we're back. I think we're right. So, once again, let's start this over. Welcome to Sin City. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual on the motherfucking, Lord knows, on a Tuesday. Oh, boy. You know how it is, boy. They say the devil, he goes hard, don't he?
Fuck him.
Yeah, that's what I say. Fuck him. We're back. Like I said. We good. So how you doing today?
Fine. Just chilling. How are you?
I'm considering the circumstances right about now, I think I'm doing pretty damn good.
What?
This damn blog talk, boy, I tell you. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hello.
Oh, man, okay, we back. We good now. We good again. We good. Hey, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But we good.
Mm-hmm.
How everybody doing for the third time?
Hey, Janine. Hello.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you. What were you talking to me?
I was talking to both of you. Happy New Year to both of you. We didn't talk
on New Year's Eve, so Happy New Year to both of you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah,
I'm
happy
glad.
New Year.
Mm-hmm. So what, technically this is the first show of the new year?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man, I'm sorry, people. My head's been just, hey, I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, but shit. Damn, is it now? First show of the new year.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Man, and you know me, man. I'm always internet surfing. I'm always looking for something to see what the hell we're going to talk about. And it was brought to my attention that, and someone wanted me to bring it up. They wanted to bring up this thing about, how can I put this? I don't know if I want to call it cyber sex, but I think it's more like when, okay, let's just say, for instance, you get these obscene messages in your text. I mean, is it that easy? I mean, okay, is sex that easy now? Like, let's just say, for instance, a guy hits you on Facebook tag or whatever site you on, and, you know, bam, you click him in as a friend, and the first thing he sends to you in your inbox is, damn, I love to eat your pussy. You don't let me come over there and eat that pussy? Is it that easy? I mean, do women be like, ooh, that's a turn on?
No.
No, seriously. For the life of me, I can't figure that out because it's like, you know, I'm constantly, and, I, you know, and then I'm like, y'all do, like, I be looking like, because for the most part, I see a lot of women putting dudes on blast for that. They be like, okay, ladies, do not accept him as a friend. And they will put his message in. It's like, these motherfuckers don't even care. So, I mean, is that the new thing now? That's what's hot in the streets?
Well, first of all, on one site, they allow them to message you. You don't even have to be their friend. So, sometimes I don't even be friends with people and they just send me a message like that. And my thing is, you don't even know me. I don't know you. That's your first message? I mean, just straight out the bat. No hi, hello, nothing. Just can I eat your pussy and ass or some shit like that.
Yeah. What's up with the pussy?
Yeah. I'm like, damn. I don't know. Maybe some women do it like that. I don't know. But my thing is, why would you want somebody like that? Or is that
right.
All it's going to be? Because that couldn't go nowhere after that. You know what I'm saying? Even after you do it, would you be in a relationship with somebody after that?
I mean
on both ends. Coming from his end and her end. Oh, that's how you just pick bitches up. You know, after you move back on it, oh, you just send bitches messages. Can I
right.
Eat? How many people you be in that food? So that's on her end, and then he on his end. Bitch, you just somebody say, just come eat your pussy. You just all four. So, I mean, how do you go from there?
I have no idea, but remember not too long ago that I told y'all about I had a person send me a friend's request.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, hello, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm networking the show, of course. You know, I'm like, you know, you listening in that radio? If so, you should check us out. She said, well, I don't have a phone. I said, well, you can listen via internet, you know, because I'm evidently you got some type of internet service because you're on here and you're talking. I'm going to say, well, can you send me $50 to get my phone bill so I can pay my phone bill?
Wow.
And it caught me off guard. Like, you know, my dumb ass, I read the message like 3 times. Can you send me? Like it was going like to change after I finished reading it. But, you know, and I was like, what? You know, I typed back, huh? What? Are you going to send me the motherfucking money or not?
Wow.
Man, I deleted that motherfucker so goddamn fast. I guess you got your answer, bitch. I mean, you don't even know me. I mean, I don't know, but then again, I do always constantly see it. You ain't talking about, you ain't talking about spending no money, or you ain't talking about you got this, you ain't got that, you ain't got that. Don't fuck with me. So now I think a lot of these guys now, that's how they come off. They try to come off like, yeah, baby, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Because at the end of the day, it's all a game.
Yeah.
Who can trap who?
Yeah, because he can do whatever he wants to you, and what you might not even get your money.
Well, yeah, because we, I, same time, motherfucker, same time. And I don't understand. That's another thing I don't understand, because like women are so carefree about it now.
Think about it, going to fuck with a nigga.
I mean, back in the day, all right, now, come on now, we're going to take this back old school. Back in the day, you know how we did. You met a motherfucker on the phone, you know what I'm saying? You met a motherfucker on the phone, you know, your girl might have hooked you up, your boy might have hooked you up, but you was not going to no motherfucking hotel to meet this dude. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
You was going, well, I mean, for us back in the day, if you're from Gary, you know, we was going to the village, the mall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker
right.
was
leave
not.
Me at, leave me at the village right across from the hot dog
right.
stand.
Right.
Or if we came to your house, if we did come to your house, we came in a group. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was always us friends together, a couple of friends together or something like that. Well, shit, you know what I mean? Everybody just has shit. Like she said, you know, it was a group thing. Like, you know, you come with three or four of your girls, you come with three or four of your guys. Hopefully everybody, you know, hit it off or whatever. We go from there. You know, we meet at the park or, you know, because we was young.
Mm-hmm.
Some motherfuckers, you know, might not necessarily always had cars yet or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So shit. We walking distance.
I mean,
you
but
know?
My thing is, how do you take this internet shit serious to that point? Well, I mean, like, let's say, for instance, like, okay, we do the show, you know what I'm saying? And I have, hey, I ain't gonna lie, I felt good about it. I have walked, like, you know, I have walked in the gas station or something, and somebody else said, ain't you old boy do the radio show? I hate when they say the little radio show.
Right, everybody got it.
You ain't no time joining, motherfucker, but I didn't hear about it. But never. You know, motherfucker, like, I mean, but, you know, that's one thing. Like, hey, yeah, how you doing? You know, y'all going to call the show, whatever. But, you know, I just can't see me like, all right, I'm finna set this room up at the motherfucking hotel. You coming, you gonna come through. I'm too nervous that you finna try to send some motherfuckers up there to rob me. So I'm like, no. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. And then as a woman, I'm not finna be down chopping through a million motherfucking pieces in this hotel room. I don't know you. You crazy. You crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, what am I missing now? What am I missing? What? What is it about these relationships that so fly by night now? I mean, can anybody tell me?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people are shit out for self. You know, a lot of women are trying to get the cash, and a lot of men is trying to get the ass. And I mean, you know, they ain't really looking for relationships now. You know, it's sexual relationships, but not intimate, you know, personal, long term relationships. People don't seem to be into that anymore.
So I think
it depends on the person and what they into. When I did, you know,
the threesomes and stuff, especially back in Illinois, a lot of women, the women I was meeting, had men. But evidently, whatever they was missing at home, whatever, so they was looking for one night stands.
Okay. I mean, we got us a new caller. The caller, what's happening?
What's happening?
Not much.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
This is Lady Love.
Lady Love, what's happening, baby?
Oh, nothing at all. How's everybody doing?
We're good. Good. We're trying to figure out what's up with these crazy ass people now.
What seems to be the problem?
Okay. We're trying to figure out as far as like relationship wise. I know as a man we're not supposed to ask this question, but are you over 30?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you, we can put you in our category.
Okay.
Now, all right. So I'm trying to figure out like the internet.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about how you know like now it's like when you get on there you meet this person. Now some people even told me the internet they rather do internet dating than actually meeting the people. But some of the things that people say to you on the internet, like, okay, you sound like a well mature woman. If a guy got on the internet and sent you a friend request and the first thing he asks you is, what's up with that ass? Can I eat that pussy or can I lick that ass? What would be your rebuttal?
I'm going to talk shit with him. I'm going to just talk shit with him. He on the internet. That's it. But it depends on where my mindset is. I'm not looking for no relationship on the internet. No one looks for a relationship on the internet, I hope.
That's the thing. A lot of people are looking for relationships on the internet.
Mm-hmm. No, that wouldn't be the way I would be viewing it. I mean, the internet is like another venue of being able to branch out, you know, getting to know people. It doesn't necessarily, I guess everybody associates it differently. Me, myself, I like meeting people. So, I'm not all game for, you know, he's talking shit, I'm going to talk shit, but that don't mean I'm going to give him anything or even meet him anywhere. He want to talk shit, maybe that might be a fetish. Maybe that might be something he want to say. It just depends on how you set it off. If you're on the internet and you're just trying to socialize, it's how you put yourself out there. Because a man ain't going to come at you unless you put it out there.
I have to beg to differ. I mean, okay. I'm on some social sites. Well, I'm on one social site, and I do have, I would say, some seductive photographs put up, I guess. Nothing, I don't know, nudity, nothing like that or anything, but, you know, some of them are you know, kind of sexy pictures or whatever, and, like, underneath most of my pictures, like, my caption, I'm talking to somebody specific. You know, they don't know that, obviously. You know, I mean, the person that I'm talking to knows that that's who I'm talking to, whatever. But I've gotten so many messages, so, you know, that was like, you know, what's up with you? Can we meet? Woo. And it's like, nah, you know, this is what we're on here to like one another's pictures. Okay, so liking my picture is one thing. But then asking me all these personal questions and coming off the, you know, sending me dick pics, that's not what I'm asking for.
Right. them the ones you block. The ones you don't.
Them?
I would block them. They wouldn't get no conversation from me.
Okay, so, I mean, long as he's talking good, you're cool. But once you get to sit in them pictures and all that shit.
It just depends. I mean, everybody is. It's different and playful in different ways. You know, back in the day, you used to just sit and talk shit with somebody you just met, and you go home, you go your way, they go their way, and you just had a good time. But I think everybody just associates sex with everything. It, you know, he can say it. He can send the pictures to the cows come home, but that don't mean anything gonna pop off. Because I feel like this, if he sent it to me, he probably sent it to 10 other women.
True.
Yeah, he's just trying to fill me out. He's trying to get, you know, reel me in.
But I'm with Cass. I also wonder, you know, like you said, if you send this to me, you probably sent it to a gang of other people. I'm interested to know how many of them other people accepted that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let it go as far as it was gonna go or whatever. And I want to know, was the experience what you? You know, was it something pleasurable or was it a one-nighter hit or quitter? I'm curious.
Well, I mean, my thing is, like, We're in a whole new day and age, and we all know that now. We're not in the day and age where, I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. We're not in the day and age where courting is the number one thing. You know, a lot of these guys don't believe in courting anymore. You know, they don't believe in getting to know you. They, shit, I came to hit that shit. I'm going to hit that right. shit and let my boy see if he can hit that shit. I mean, that's just the way, that's the society we're in now. I mean, we all know it. And as women, I'm not going to say the women. I think the young ladies, like, kind of, they didn't got misguided along the way where they think that's fashionable. Like, they think that's fashionable, that's the thing to do. Fuck it, if he, you know what I'm saying, this motherfucker buy me a Michael Kors purse, I'm going to let him be. All right, well, shit. You know, I don't think the younger ladies hold their bodies as a value the way y'all did. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think motherfuckers right. like, I think the women, I mean, the young ladies of the day be more like, shit, that motherfucker talking about that, I'm going to let him be. You know what I'm saying? But not.
I don't think it's the ladies. I think it's more the men that do it.
Well,
I put it all on the man because, you know, a lot of the conversation is not striped unless they see something that's visual, you know.
Okay. Now, my thing about that is I can't get nothing from you that you don't give me.
Right. But nobody's ever going to, you know how they say you judge a book by its cover. Who picks up an ugly book? It has to be something beautiful about it that draws you to it. So sometimes men are drawn to a woman that is more curvier than the other person, or has more visual than the other person, you know, than one woman. You know, they got to be able to see something. Something has to draw you. It's just like,
now,
you
I don't know about that one now, because, I mean, you know, like, you know, you got a lot of people that, I mean, it's not even about who looks the best anymore, you know. It's like, shit. I mean, and I'm not, like I say, I'm not. This is not me. This is just what I'm going by, what I'm hearing.
Uh-huh.
Man, that bitch let me fuck. I'm fucking. I don't give a fuck. And a motherfucker. I mean, women say it all the time. Like, okay, you have women, you know, that, I mean, knocked down gorgeous, and a motherfucker walk right past them and go to that motherfucking hood rat broad. Why? But shit, she talking about letting me be. She's talking about she finna fuck and suck and do every motherfucking thing. So, I mean, I don't think it's in the package anymore. Now, it used to be. I don't think it is anymore because, I'm pretty sure you done seen some motherfuckers. You like, God damn, what is this dude doing with this motherfucking bugger wolf? Look at her.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I know you didn't look that. I mean, hell, we all have. I mean, as dudes, I'm gonna tell you, our mind frame is, oh yeah, she letting that nigga do everything. She doing everything for that motherfucker. Nah, women, I know it's been times where y'all gotta look at somebody and be like, really, what the fuck do he see in her?
Yeah.
And a lot of times. It's not even about the physical. You know, it used to be all about, oh man, shit. You know, you would fuck with ugly, bro, but man, shit, that was 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's strobe light.
Yeah, exactly. Shit, and you out that mother, and you mad in the motherfucker if you fell asleep, it's morning time, because she gonna let everybody know that you was there. She gonna wake you up at 9 o'clock when everybody's getting ready to go to work, or that Sunday morning everybody getting up walking around. You like, I didn't get to talk with this bitch. She ain't gonna just let you walk to the door by yourself. So you need me to drop you off? Bitch, my car right here. Chuck that ass back in that goddamn house. I mean, we are, you know, or I mean, y'all done got called a couple of times coming out the club, too. Y'all done woke up and looked like, oh, they went to sleep with this ugly motherfucker. Drink the fuck y'all up to.
Oh,
but now shit.
No, that's women gonna do that.
Whatever.
No, I think more than men. I think it's more than men that do that.
Oh my Lord. Yeah. So y'all finna tell me ain't nobody got caught with no motherfucking no Sasquatch looking motherfucker. Not one time. On some bullshit. Come on, ladies. Let's keep it real now.
I don't know. I'm a visual person. Very visual.
Well, shit,
you
I think
you come up there
talking. Patron, your visual ain't all that good.
Yeah, it is.
Come on now. I mean, hell, we all. I mean, everybody ain't been no 10 in your book, man. Come on.
I ain't say they was. I'm just saying.
We ain't saying they was 10.
We ain't been
with no motherfucker that we didn't think.
There you go.
That we didn't have no attraction to.
He was attracted to him that night, but shit, when you woke up that morning, he snoring like a motherfucker. And that you actually see that gold changes and starts to turn because you can see it in the light now? Shit,
no. I ain't never did that. No.
I ain't never did it.
You can't believe it because that's what men do. Women don't.
Men have done it. I mean, I know one time I went to a club and my guy father time. He kept looking at me like I was crazy than a motherfucker. And I'm like, why'd you keep looking at me like that? And he like, you see who you just gave your number to?
Uh-huh.
I was drunk. All I saw was some big ass, I mean.
See, that's what I mean.
At that point in time, I can admit that. I seen what I seen was some big ass titties.
That's a difference. But see, we don't have that. A woman don't have that luxury. Now, sometimes we do. Now, you know, me as a woman, I might like a tight ass, you know. We can't just go up to somebody and say, hey, dang, and know whether or not he got a big
ass.
Yeah, you know, we don't have that. You guys automatically, you peep a big booty, big titties. Hey, you get a visual to it. Ours is more intellectual. We want a good conversation. He might have had a good conversation piece. He might have spent
some time.
You know, ours is different. It's not visual with us. Y'all is visual. And then you turn around and that bitch look like Shanae Nae. It's a done deal. That's on you.
I'm sorry. You're right, but you're totally right. I can't even disagree with you. Cause like
yeah,
I said,
that's just how it is. But normally, if you're in, I don't know, even with the internet, with a woman more so, it's conversation. It's just, you know, if they can draw you into a conversation. Now, I don't want to meet a stranger, straight out the street. But, I mean, technically anybody that you run into and you're meeting for the first time is a stranger. The internet just makes it more accessible. You know, there's more people that you're accessible to, you know, more predators, you know. Just the child molester, you might run into a whole lot more than you would if you don't go into the internet. Then open a whole different can of worms because you don't know who you're walking into anymore.
Okay, but see, that's my whole point is that I think we all in agreement with that. But nowadays, it's more sociable to me. You have a lot of people that are like, well, I don't want to talk to that motherfucker. But I talk to a motherfucker on the internet. And it's like,
maybe it's that, like, a person, and you never know, but maybe it's that safety that you don't know this person, and, you know what I mean, you feel like, this conversation.
But now, if you're going over there to meet this motherfucker, then what's the difference? That's my point. How is it a difference if you're going over there to meet him? I mean, like I said, the internet, I mean, and hell, they even made a show about it, Catfish. I mean, it's been
pretending to be somebody that they're not.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was hard. I mean, back in the day, I think it was a whole lot harder for us to, like, you know, because you knew somebody that knew him. You know, 9 times out of 10, it's like, hey, you know some motherfucker on the east side named Richie. My brother know that. Hey, look, is this him? Because, you know, back then we had to mail each other pictures and shit. We ain't had no internet. You know, we had to mail a motherfucker a picture with a letter on it. You like, is this him? That's his cousin Reggie. That ain't him. You know, then that's like, you know, dirty motherfucker. Wow. My cover's been blown. But nowadays, it's like a motherfucker sitting on that. I mean, I can go outside and sit on a bench. Yeah. Hey, bro, take this picture of me right quick. You know what I'm saying? I go sit on the bench. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker take my picture. Bam. I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And motherfuckers, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, and this is just my opinion. I really think y'all need to school these ladies and let them know, like, look here, y'all need to go back to how to peep out a man 101. Because a lot of these motherfuckers don't. I'm sorry now. Maybe y'all think I'm wrong, but I think some of the older women need to get these young girls to be like, hey, this ain't how you peep out no man, because the shit y'all do is just dumb as fuck.
Well, a lot of them young girls be toe up, though. They doing stuff that we didn't do. They popping mollies. They doing stuff that we didn't think about doing, you know. They getting high. I mean, they just got access to a lot more than we did. And I think everybody's moral compass is different, you know, when it comes to how they do things. Now, I can't really say too much because, you know, I'm a little outlandish. But anybody who's been around me understands my personality. That's just part of my personality. And that means that I'm willing, but it just means that that's part of my personality. But some of these girls, they define themselves by how easy they are, you know, because they out. Some of them hanging on poles, you know, some of them hoes and don't think nothing of it. I mean, it's just.
Sad to say, even nowadays, shit, a fat ass can get a bitch down there anything she wants.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it ain't got to be, she ain't got to be cute no more. I don't say
that. No, don't. You just got to go on to have the right doctor hook you up, prop you up. It's on the top because men are visual. They're
just seen some naturally thick bitches that's just ugly, but niggas can't get enough.
They sure do.
Y'all didn't pump their heads up, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think that. You know what, Janine? I really don't even think that. A lot of these bras be knowing that they're not attractive,
well,
but they know they got
some
a fat
ass. Some of them don't, though. Some of them don't. Some of them think they the finest thing walking. I was like, fuck your head up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true. And I really put it all on the man, because he holds a lot of that responsibility on how sometimes these women think. You know, they have a good home.
Wait a minute. I'm a whole responsibility of how you think. You're a grown individual just like me.
No, because y'all the head.
Really?
Y'all the head. Yeah, y'all the head. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on one second. We got another caller calling in.
All right.
Caller, what's happening?
What's up? It's your boy, Marley.
Marley, what's good with you, brother?
Hey. What's going on? Hey,
hello.
How you guys doing? How you doing?
All right.
Marley, we done got blamed for the shit that the women do now.
Yeah. Oh, y'all.
We done got blamed for what?
We done got blamed for the way that women act now. It's our fault that women are fucked up in the head. That these women can get fucked up in the head. It's our fault.
Yeah.
So they saying that it's how we treat them is the way they react to us. So that's how they act.
I guess that's what she's trying to say. I don't know. Shit.
Hey, all the ones I ever met, no matter what I say or do to them, they ego so much, they didn't give a damn what the hell I did.
Damn right. Okay, so what about the brothers that try to uplift the woman and you don't and they don't want to be uplifted? Because I mean, I've been in a relationship where I was like, shit, you know what? You need to go to school. You need to get this. You need to get that. And motherfucker told me I don't need to do shit.
That's not uplifting. That's telling a nigga what to do.
How's that telling you what to do when I mean, it's not like I didn't crack a whip behind you and say, get your ass up and go enroll in school. I'm talking to you, lady sister. I mean, I would like for you to, I would hope that you would like to better yourself, too. I mean,
trying to give her some guidance.
Right. If I'm coming to you and I'm saying, well, you know what, baby, you know, I mean, let's just say you know how to do hair. You could do hair real good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, baby, why don't you go to school for that cosmetology, or, you know? Do this,
and I would
do that.
Say, and I would say, you gonna pay for it.
Yeah, see,
that's the whole thing right there.
That's
I mean,
upliftment. That's upliftment to me. You gonna pay for it?
To put money in your pocket is uplifting to you. How about
no,
you?
You gonna if you're gonna push me out there, you're gonna support me. You're gonna take care of.
Okay, but first of all, if the first thing to come out your mouth is you gonna pay for it, fuck you. Because
yeah.
No, I'm not. I mean, but now then you sit down and talk about
that's
it, you know, and you tell me this is something you want to do. Yes, and I'm your man. I will support you. But if the first thing come out your mouth is, well, you gonna pay for it? Damn, huh?
I mean, because
if I'm talking,
if you gonna uplift me, you gonna hold it all together. That's
you gonna
awesome.
Be you. Well, you gonna fall hard fucking with me because I'm not uplifting. I'm saying how's uplifted? I mean, damn, everything got to be about a dollar.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Basically, because if it's all about a booty and some titties, yeah, it's all about some money.
But I don't think you quite understanding me.
But this is your man, though. I guess the difference
is we're in a relationship.
As, like, if we're in a relationship type of situation.
Well, if you're in a relationship, yeah. But if you're in a relationship and you're uplifting me and you're giving me a suggestion, you're going to support that suggestion. That's what I meant to say.
Okay, I mean, my thing is this. That would go without saying. Evidently, your broke ass ain't got no damn job, no money to carry your ass through your damn self. So.
Right. And if you suggest
evidently,
it,
I'm trying to tell you that. But if you, I mean, the first thing come out your mouth is about a dollar, then you know what? You stay your ass on that couch watching Jenny Jones. I'm the fuck out of here.
I think that is fucking nerve.
let me flip it. What about your chick that's not all about the dollar? Then, I mean, how do you treat her?
Wait a minute. Say that again.
What about your chick? Because you got someone out here that's not all about the dollar. So how do you treat her?
I mean, shit. I'm not gonna say I'm picture perfect, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold you in a higher regard than I would hold somebody that's just sitting there talking about a dollar. I mean, that's just like if I seen it's something you excelled at, you know what I'm saying? But let's just say you just not putting your talent to you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think I'm saying nothing bad when I'm like that. I mean, if we sitting there watching TV and I'd be like, damn, baby, you ever thought about going to school for this or doing this or that? I mean, damn, if your first thing to come out your mouth is, well, if you're going to pay for it, yeah, you know what? Go give me another bill.
especially those
I know how
those
you
Everest
about
commercials.
All about the dollar. I'm talking about the chick that's not all about the dollar.
Okay. I mean, if she's not all about the dollar, and I mean, I see it's something that she want to do, and if I can help her, I'm gladly going to help her. You know what I'm saying? That's just like if I got a dream. If I got a dream, like I'm doing this radio thing. If I got a dream, I mean, and you my lady, you going to support me. You're not going to sit there and be like, eh, yeah, whatever, motherfucker. Smoke your cigarette and drink and walk on, flicking the ashes all over the place. Make sure you cut the motherfucking computer off when you're finished. Really? But you be the first motherfucker, as soon as a motherfucker go national, Oh, babe, I seen this Michael Kors. Fuck you and Michael.
I knew you was going to make it. I knew you was going to make it.
Every time I said cut the computer off, I knew you was going to make it.
And you know what I'm saying? Oh, she sitting in there, you know, you doing, yeah, his sorry ass sitting there. Yeah, he trying to do that shit. Probably trying to get one of them bitches on there, that's all. That's all he ever do, try to fuck one of them bitches on there. Marley knows.
Like,
Marley, I got Marley in the garage right now.
I'm like, yeah.
But that's funny y'all say that, because that's the ones they end up staying with anyway.
Uh-huh.
Even when they do make it.
Uh-huh.
They still end up being with the same one that you knew wasn't there for you in the first place.
Uh-huh.
The ones that wind up on Housewives of Atlanta.
Housewives of Atlanta, damn.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. I give y'all that. In some cases, motherfucker, you got a point. But I mean, goddamn. I mean, my thing is, okay. All right, maybe I'm looking too far into that. I mean, as a woman, okay. I'm gonna ask you, Janine. We're sitting down watching TV. I say, well, you know what? You're good at that. You ever thought about going back to school? What's going to be your reaction? What's going to be your answer to that?
Yeah, I might try to go get my Juris Doctorate.
See, you're so smart, motherfucker.
Juris Doctorate.
Yeah, y'all know this so smart ass, bro. She the smartest freak you ever want to meet.
Yeah, you know I already have my master, so if you said that to me, then that's going. I can't go no higher but to get my doctorate or something like that.
What you? What do you want, fucking hell, Marley? Boy, I don't know what to say about it.
Doctorate. Let me think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might want to become a lawyer or something.
Okay.
And that's what mine's doing now. She ain't going for no masters or nothing. Doing this for the 4 year. I said,
mm-hmm.
Shit, you gonna have a better degree than what the hell I got. And I don't care if she do make more money than me. I'd be glad if she made more money than me.
dudes be like,
oh man, you gonna man, I don't give a damn. Shit, if she make more money, that's less stress on me. Shit.
Yeah, shit. Here go my contribution. Here you go, baby. Man. Oh, fuck all that pride shit. All right, man. I'm not finna be talking about no. Damn, you make this much more than me. Let me see your check. Shit.
No, wait. When she do it, Gina, I got some bonus at work. I just want to help you out with your rent.
Shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you'll be surprised how many people they get. They can't handle it, how many men.
Wait, man, hold on.
Oh, I can believe it.
Yeah, I can believe it, too. I think we got another caller. Or did they hang up? Caller?
What's happening?
Well, what's up, boy?
What's good with it?
What's the deal?
Nice. Tell him, man. You already know.
We don't know. Who are we talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Well, what's happening?
I'm talking to you.
I can't
yeah,
just call
you. Tell me what's happening. You said what?
I can't just call you Carla. What's your name?
Shit, my name is shit. Whatever you want to be.
You at least got to give me. You got to give me a name for. Hey, y'all. If y'all don't know, that's the infamous Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie back on the line. He ain't been with us in a long time.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mr. Charlie. We done heard some news from Mr. Charlie.
Hello.
What's happening? What's your name, dude?
Oh, I'm Mr.
What?
Hey, look here, man. Look here, man.
You gotta speak up. You sound like you got something in your mouth. What's going on?
Hey, bro, this ain't for hookup line. You're going to have to listen to the topic tonight, man. You're going to have to listen to the topic. You can't. This ain't the hookup line.
Mr. Charlie, man. You know how I get out, man.
I'm about fucking with you tonight, Mr. Charlie.
No, I don't play no games with these hoes, man. What's that?
I see. There you go. Calm down, man. Now you want to act like Wick. Now stop it.
Man, you know it ain't a little disrespectful. I ain't calling her no hoe. I'm just saying, though, if there was some hoes on the line, I ain't playing with them. All I'm saying.
It's a good thing it ain't none on the line.
That's what's up, then. But we, hey, we ain't got no problems, then.
Mm-hmm. Good thing.
That's what's happening. So what's good, Miss Lady? You ain't, still ain't said your name yet.
I did. I saw a liquor store.
You say liquor store? What?
Yeah, liquor store.
Dang. What was y'all talking about, though? I'm going to sit back and listen, though.
Y'all, I want to ask, by the fact, I want to ask you, dog. Let me ask you. Check this out, man. Hear the scenario, man. You and your girl sitting there. You and your girl, y'all sitting there, right?
Right.
Let's just say she do hair, right?
Right.
And you tell her, like, man, you ever thought about going to school and getting your cosmetology license? And the first thing come out of her mouth is, you going to pay for it? What you going to say after that?
Shit, hell yeah, if you going to break bread when you know what I'm saying? Shit, hell yeah, I'll pay for it. But shit, have that check mine when you start getting it.
All right. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Shit, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I
help
you, brother.
You see what I'm saying? You help me. You see what I'm saying?
But my thing is this. If you told her that, shouldn't that go without saying? She shouldn't have to come to you. She shouldn't have to come to you saying, you gonna pay for it?
No, I mean, it should be self-explanatory anyway, especially when you deal with me. You know what I'm saying? She gonna already know that off top. You know what I mean? Shit. You know what I mean?
I need a loan out
the gate. You know what I'm saying? That's how I stopped this from asking me for money. You know what I mean? When I first started phoning, hey, can I hold something? You know what I'm saying? So, shit, therefore, they ain't going to ask me for shit because they going to worry about me asking them for shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I keep a bitch up out of my pocket. So,
In the words,
I mean, that's real, though. You see what I'm saying? Not that I ain't got no money in my pocket, but, you know, let me spend it when I want to. You ain't going to dictate when I spend it on you. You know what I mean? You might suck my dick good that night. I might feel like she deserves time. I'm going to go get that. You see what I'm saying? But you ain't going to tell me to go get it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, man.
I'm born with a remote control. You can't, you see what I'm saying? Let me do it when I want to do it. Because when you tell me if I was thinking about it, I ain't going to do it. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Sometimes motherfuckers talk themselves up out of shit. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of females fuck up at. You know what I mean? They don't know when to be quiet. You know what I mean? They talk themselves up out of shit. Niggas do too, though, but, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. I can agree with that.
Nobody else got no, huh? Nobody else got shit to say, huh?
Nah, I mean, my whole thing.
It's all good, though. I'm used to being in control and all the things.
Hey, you ain't controlling this motherfucker. You ain't controlling this motherfucker. Don't even try.
I'm used to controlling this shit. You feel me?
Whatever, motherfucker. I was trying to let you get your words out, you motherfucker, you. But... No, because, see, my thing was, dog, I said, if I said that, you know what I'm saying, you know, if I'm like, man, you should go back to school, and the first thing you say to me is, well, if you going to pay for it, no, I ain't paying for shit, fuck you. You don't come to me like that, because, I mean, I just think, like, if I said something, of course I'm going to help you.
Right.
So,
for sure, but sometimes niggas be like, shit, bitch, you going around here and... You know what I mean? Like, shit, hell no, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Shit, that's you. You see what I'm saying? Trying to better yourself. What the fuck? I'm trying to better myself. You feel me?
Your ass is stupid.
Yeah, we both came in this bitch butt naked. You know what I'm saying? Solo, dolo. Unless you got a twin, you better fend for your ball for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just take one to bring it out all of you, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm just laughing, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the truth, though. It's the truth.
I mean, hey, everybody, like you said, everybody entitled to their opinion. I mean,
hey, it's right. It's right. But mine is the truth, though. You see what I'm saying? It's the difference. Everybody got an opinion, but when your opinion is the truth, then that's what it is. And mine is the truth. We all born by our motherfucking self, so you depend on your motherfucking self.
Uh-huh.
If you got a twin, you'd be like, motherfucker, we was born together. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That shit still don't mean nothing. So, you know, we all this motherfucker living like, hey, man, at least if you ain't got the mentality, you're going to be fucked up. If the motherfucker you depending on, something happened to them. You see what I'm saying? So, you know.
This motherfucker, boy. Y'all.
It's the truth, though.
Them pip lines.
Everybody feel like I'm wrong, say something, goddamn it. Man, I did like I thought.
Yeah. He didn't came in and shut the whole room down, huh?
I'm laughing.
I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
That's
the
crazy.
Truth, though.
Why did he say that's crazy?
Anytime Mr. Charlie get on this business, it's going to be the truth. You know?
Well, like I said, for everybody to want to know, those pimp lines was brought to you by Mr. Charlie and Sin City Radio.
We appreciate them. We appreciate them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know Mr. Charlie be busy, so I got to go, man. I'm going to holler back in a minute.
All right, hey, man. Thank you for your knowledge, brother. You've been most knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All
right.
Your ex is a fool.
I got a scenario for something.
Go ahead,
I got to see the question real quick. Answer real quick. Say your baby mom or ex-wife or whatever got into a situation. Now, y'all done broke up. You got another lady or a wife or whatever. She done messed around and got evicted from her place. So now she out of her place and so is your son. Is it your responsibility to take your son in and your ex?
Hell no.
You know, to
your son, yeah. Your ex, hell, she better go to her mama house.
Yeah, but say if, like, hey, you know, her mom living, hell, I don't know, Washington somewhere. State, like, hey, I'll pay for you for a week for the hotel somewhere or something, but... You can't stay up under my house.
Marley, I don't know too many women that's going to be like, sure, break. I mean, a lot of women be like, yeah, your child is more than welcome. But the baby mama? Hell no.
This mother right here.
I'll tell you what we can do, Marley. If I'm your woman, you come to me and you tell me that story. Okay, look, your son is more than welcome. And what I'm going to do, because I love you, I'm going to help you get her ass a bus ticket to Washington so she can go stay with her mama. That's what we're going to do.
That's what I was trying to tell this one right here. I was like, what if she couldn't go to Washington, you know, until that end of that week. She was like, ain't nowhere in hell I'm going to let you pay no money to have a bitch stay in a hotel. You know. You hear in the background now.
Uh-oh.
She wanna talk.
Uh-oh. I'd have been off this show too long. Marley, you gotta put her on the phone, man.
Hold on.
How far away was she?
There is no damn way
he is going to pay rent for anybody for a week, a month, or otherwise.
What I will do is
I'll invite her into my house. Let her use the telephone to call her mama, daddy, or somebody and let them know she on her way tonight. But she can't stay in my house, and we can't pay her rent. Now, the kid, we going to keep because, you know, we got to provide some stability. But I'll be damned.
Okay. Is this Mrs. Farley?
No, this is his wife. He said, damn, you came out and killed yourself earlier when we talked about the hell yeah.
Okay. I just been wanting to say, hey, I'm on your side. I'm on your side. Hey. I truly believe my thing is this. I'm just speaking for myself. I know my kids' mothers done put me through hell, and they didn't probably put whoever been around me through hell. They will do that. So I mean, I can understand that I can understand your point. Like, you know what? But how do you suggest that Marley deal with that? I mean, I don't know if it's Marley particularly, but how would you suggest the man deal with it? Just take his kid and tell him.
My thing is this, because she is, and this is a picture. Let me find out. This nigga got somebody with some other baby somewhere that we got to be in this situation. That's gonna be a whole nother set of rules. But anyway, to have someone deal with this. I mean, you don't want her all broke down out there and destitute because he is the father of that child. And you don't want to see necessarily your child's mother or father in that position because you don't want your kids to have to go through that. However, it is not his responsibility to take care of her. And I guess it would also have to do with the situation. Because to be quite honest, when he shared this story with me earlier, it almost sounded as if this woman was irresponsible and couldn't keep her stuff together anyway. So, no, we can't pay our bills and your bills.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can go with that one.
So, I mean, you know, you never want to see anyone broke down, and that's especially not somebody you didn't have that relationship with, but that's a did. You hear that's past
tense. It ain't Facebook.
Okay. I mean, I understand. Yeah, trust me, I understand you. Is Marley on the phone?
He got me on speaker because he could see the flare in my eyes when he brought it up to y'all.
Marley, you might, if you hear this tonight, you hear that sound.
Yeah.
You know you done fucked up. Hey, matter of fact, Marley, don't even wait to hear the gunshots. When you hear that, that first click, Marley, get the fuck out of there, man. What the fuck you were thinking?
And you would know your child's mother too. If she's that type of person where she can't ever seem to keep herself together, and she's the type of person where, you know, she leeches off of people, she's not responsible, I mean, that's not somebody I would want to give any money to anyway. You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
I guess it would just really depend on the situation. Because my thing is, if you pay a child support, you're giving them money anyway.
Right.
So if you're giving them child support and just say, hey, this week she just leaves it a week early or something, you're still giving them something. You see what I'm saying? If she needs that bus ticket or something, I don't know.
Yeah,
and this ain't fictitious. It's a true story. I know plenty of cats went through this. She didn't, but she just didn't get what I was saying. She was so dead set against on. She ain't. I said, well, damn, I'm trying to show some fashion. She would know she would be an ex.
Marley,
like, kill you.
Marley, I think the only thing she was hearing and
let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah.
Let's see.
She ready to fight.
Yeah, she ready to go. You know what? Okay, so Marley, what would you do? In your honest opinion, I mean, it's your son, mother. Mm-hmm. I mean, what would you do? What would you do?
You definitely know how your wife feels.
So what would you do?
I would have to. I mean, of course, I have to try to honor her wishes the best way I can. But I'll be like, you know what? If the situation called for it, of course you can't stay with us. But there's all kind of flea bag motels that you can stay up in there for a week or two until you get your ass to your mama's house or your daddy's house, wherever you got to go. But after that, I can't help it. You know?
So you would still pay for the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed like I agree with your wife on that aspect. I do think that there should be something that both of y'all agree on before you make your decision. And even if you do make your decision, you better not tell nobody but God.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say, because sometimes, you know, we have to kind of, it depends on what kind of relationship she has with your wife. There are certain things that you guys have to have established because, you know, say, for instance, it's not something that she's just a tired hoe. She just might be, what if they're in a fire or something?
And, yeah.
You know, there is no family around. That's when you have to use your spiritual inclination to kind of look at the situation a little bit differently. And that's why there should be more power in sisterhood than it is in brotherhood to me. But, hey, that's you.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
That's how I see it. Because, you know.
I know that's the worst thing I did. That's the worst thing I did, is bought that damn gun. I should have never bought that damn gun for
him. Right.
You said it all.
Look at hey, Marla, I ain't going to lie. She be like, what you do with her? The way your wife sounds. Whether I did it or not, I'm gonna lie to your wife. I'm gonna be like, shit.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
Y'all ain't right. Y'all ain't right.
Anytime she bring it up,
shit, I'm not telling her nothing. And she got a pistol.
They take it to your grave.
No. I can see her right now. The way she got on that phone, and she meant it.
Oh yeah, she hurt herself about that shit.
Hell yeah. Wait a minute. I don't know if you caught that one little message she said. Oh, and I bet. Let me find out that this nigga got a baby around here. I don't know if you caught that. I caught it. I don't know if you caught it, but I caught it. Like, well, hey, y'all gonna be sitting there and eating dinner. She just got them eyes cut straight at you, squinting at you.
Let me find out you got them.
Hell yeah. Shit. I'm like, I don't think you should have brought that. You should even brought that up, Marley.
Yeah.
Because she was just talking. Y'all didn't catch that? She was like, yeah, because there's no way that it. And let me find out that this nigga got a baby over here. I'm like, ooh, I heard that.
I heard it.
Hey, Marley over there washing dishes like he ain't heard nothing.
Uh-huh. Like, huh?
Right. I mean, because
baby, I don't know nothing about my baby. My friend,
right?
That's me, bro.
Marley over there burning baby pictures. That wasn't even me. Wait a minute, Marley, that's your baby picture. Get the fuck out of here, you goddamn lie.
It was a picture. You brought that up. It was a picture that some girl gave to me. Hell, I don't know how long ago it was. And it's been in a damn old picture folder. And she swore up and down this little girl was mine. I said, that little girl looked just like you. I said, no, damn, I told you, this ain't my kids. You know? But she swore up and down this little girl was mine. So why the hell you got the picture? because I don't throw pictures away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you keep the picture. Well, that's the case. Then I'm a deadbeat nigga because I ain't never took care of this little girl.
You are not the Oh, shit, Marley. Shit. Mm-mm.
Now you see why I got to be strong. Because I got this one on the side that's always trying to buck the system.
Buck the system? Mm-hmm. She going to put a buck in your ass.
Mm-hmm.
She is not playing. Nah. You know my favorite one. I can hear that one if she did find out.
You the dog, motherfucker!
Hey, look. I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, I think we done lost L, so. But I was joking. I'm sorry. I just don't agree with that money thing the way she said it, man. I don't agree with that. I mean, if I'm sitting there and if I'm trying to better you, trying to help better you, why the first thing come out your mouth is pay me? I got to pay you to go to school?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I ain't understanding that one.
I'm like a damn statue loan like everybody else. Get some loan debt like everybody else.
So get your ass in debt. We all up in it. Get your ass in debt. See, then they be wondering when the motherfucker be talking about some.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, Marley. I'm just saying, man. You know, because you be like, God damn. Really?
I feel you on that. Try to show them some guidance or give them some suggestions. And first thing you want to say is, well, I hope you know that you're paying for this shit. Like, well, damn. I'm like, yeah, I'll help you out a little bit. I'll buy you a book.
she visited the Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie talking about pimping your ass out.
Yeah,
he said,
you can get half the check.
Yeah, yeah. He going to have the check off top. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
You're getting you $1,000 a week. I'm getting $500
of it. Damn right. And he gonna put your $500 up. I'm gonna keep yours. Just
I'm
get your ass it. Back to work. I'm gonna stack that for you. Shit. Oh, fuck, this is crazy.
Damn.
All right, you know what? Before we get out, I'm gonna say, okay. You know what? I got another question, and which I guess this kind of goes into it. Do y'all ever think like finances can ruin a relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, because you know, when a lot of people talk about divorcing or behind cheating, and, you know, infidelities and all that. I mean, do y'all know anybody that like literally like, okay, wasn't cheating, you know, motherfucking relationship that we just have financial problems to the point where we just had to, I couldn't take it no more.
I know a couple.
Yeah, I know
black couples.
Nobody wants to be at the status quo forever. Nobody wants to be poor forever. And if the person you with, if y'all not working together, if y'all can't work together as a couple to help build one another, that's the whole goal you're trying to reach. Like if I'm with somebody and I'm trying to reach my goals, I'm going to school, working, taking care of the kids. And he's staying at that same job that won't give him no raise, and he's been there for 15 years, okay? And he got all that child support coming out of his check. And not only do you know, I'm here helping to support, we're supporting each other, but I'm trying to help support you to see what are your life's goals, what do you want to do? I'm fine where I'm at. What you mean? You trying to fine. We ain't fine. You know what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? When we on different planes like that, it don't work.
God damn it! I said I'm going to the peddler's market to buy my shirts. Now what the hell you want me to do? I'm cutting back.
No, not when you gambling with your friends. Not when you still trying to live the lifestyle you want to live, but you're not making the effort. You still going to gamble with your friends. And, I mean, all that is okay. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Am I winning?
Sometimes you don't. It just goes to gambling. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Some motherfuckers win. Some motherfuckers lose a whole lot more than they win.
Yeah.
Sure
enough.
Yeah. You know,
I'm
so
tell
I
you
didn't
right
say
now.
Nothing. I didn't say nothing about your little poker parties and all this and that. But you can't live this lavish lifestyle. And we got two car notes and, you know, all this stuff. And then just say, oh, I'm fine at my job. I'm fine.
No, you're not, motherfucker. No, you're not.
Oh, goodness.
Sir,
and you would deal with it for a while. You would deal with it for a while because then, you know, you still trying to see and trying to get them to see that, you know, we can do better, we can do this, we can do. But some people are fine where they at. Some people feel like they fine where they at, and that's when you clash.
Okay. I can understand that. I can understand that totally. I mean, okay, so what about the person that has the dream? You know, and, I mean, his dream, I mean, I'm going to go with this one. I'm going to go with this one. Let's say a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he wants to be a rapper. Hell, he's damn good. Just ain't had that break. Now, he's been at it. He's been at it, going hard, going strong. Let's just say 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give him a time limit? Like, okay, motherfucker, it's 10 years. Jay-Z ain't called you yet. Jay-Z ain't trying to put you on the song. Kanye ain't gave you no beats. And Baby Shovel ain't signed you yet. Motherfucker, it's time to get another job.
But my thing is, there's always other things you can do. Even if he getting to an age, you might say, okay, you know, you get to a certain age, you ain't going to see too many 40-year-old rappers, okay?
Ain't no more 2 Chainz around, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't going to see too many 2 Chainz, okay?
So yeah, he was a shot in the dark.
So my thing is, even if he can't get his dream, what's your second thing that you want to do? Maybe you still want to be in the music business. You know, at least try to expand. At least think about you can think about your dream, but also think about your family too. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, there are ways you can go around that. Hey, try to write songs and sell them to people. How do we get into that? You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. Be a radio host.
Yeah.
It was a joke, goddammit. You better laugh. You gonna be a what? The fuck you with it? Yeah, ha ha, motherfucker. Be a what? Damn, he make no money. Motherfucker, you.
I thought they made all their money off like all the commercials and stuff that they.
Look, we ain't gonna talk about that right now. We ain't got no commercials on here, so we ain't gonna talk about that right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right.
Our advertiser, they came in yet. Fuck Father Time. He took all the advertising with him. No, man, I'm just playing. And he say I'm just playing. I know, motherfucker. Hey, man, that nigga's on there talking real bad about you the other night.
Oh,
man, but, I mean, I understand that. I mean, I can agree with you on that because it's like, at 40, I don't think rapping is my. I'm sorry. I don't. Like I say, 2 Chainz was a shot in the dark, and
yeah.
There ain't no way in hell you gonna find too many other motherfuckers that damn old and fuck around to come out, and you be like, goddamn, he the hottest motherfucker out right now.
Yeah. And I know men have their pride. You know, you still want to, he still want his respect and his pride. You know, so I ain't about to tell him up a motherfucker it's a job that, you know, on a garbage truck. You know what I'm saying? If that's not what he want to do, you know what I'm saying? I ain't the type person that where, oh, you got to do this because this is making, you know, this type of money. Don't nobody want to work at a job that they don't want to be at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fuck the Indianapolis airport. Fuck all you motherfuckers ever. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I will get on radio and say this. I go back to selling dope before I go back to that job. That I'm getting here. I'm bullshit, man. Fuck it. Give me a double up right now. I'll take it. Whatever you got. I'm going to say, shit, motherfucker. Give me a dime bag and watch me work. Fuck that.
Mine is to UPS, FUPS. They can kiss my entire ass.
Man, I'm not bullshitting. Yes, you are right. There's nothing else. But now my thing is, I took the job.
I worked there 1 year, so that shit was funny. I walked right the fuck out there, motherfucker. No, I won't be seeing y'all tomorrow. And no, I didn't make my quota.
Exactly. Nah. Mm-mm. I worked all week hard as hell. No, I'm 21 years old. I'm busting my ass. I got a check $4.95.
What? I've been inside a motherfucker behind that one.
I said, what is this? That's your union orientation fees got taken out your check. I said, I wish y'all would have told me.
I would have slapped up.
Hell yeah. Man. Y'all would have gotten the shit out of me.
You got the bare minimum.
Yeah. How many months before that? 27. And you might get 16. I'm not doing shit out.
Nah. I got the 7.
Y'all got the 20. Man, I'm going to tell you like this. Man, $4, I'm okay. I'm going to come back to work that next week. I'm going to people's boxes. I'm stealing every motherfucker.
I was so tempted, man. I mean, my dad was the one told me, he said, you got to stick through it, son. You got to stick through it. I said, $4?
You
said
your ass was $4.
Exactly. I was embarrassed, man, to take that check to the dang on to the bank.
Right.
Got UPS all on it. Got UPS all on the check.
You didn't go to the check.
It cost $3 to cast the motherfucker.
I don't say you didn't go to the
trunk cast. Right, shit. Hey, baby. Here, go $5. Just go buy your wine. Go buy you what you're going to buy. You ain't going to get shit out of it. Take that back with you. Just go and take it back with you.
Oh, goodness.
Oh my God. I messed around, pulled up to the bank, and I seen that little pitiful ass check. I was like, I can't do it. I gave it to my dad. I said, man, go ahead, man. Go and deposit this check.
Yeah, just deposit that.
I can't even call it a check. Y'all could have just gave me $5. What the fuck?
Exactly. You saying $5. I'm saying $4.95.
Man, dude, you know what? I probably would have got fired that day because I know me, and I got a stupid temper, and it just, I do, and when it goes off, I do dumb shit. I would be the first to admit it. You know, that's why I try not to get mad because I know I do dumb shit, and a motherfucker look at me in my face, just, you know, and you know how your boss look at you like, what? And it's just like their head be shaking and shit, like, what? You know, man, I'm sitting hauled off. Motherfucker, the fuck you think you playing with? You better get my, man, I'm grabbed, I'd have been grabbed that something, bitch, like I was the Undertaker. I grabbed motherfucker by his neck. That's what come up with the rest of my motherfucking cash. I am not bullshitting with you. I'm finna beat the dog shit out you, dog. That don't touch that. They be talking about Russell, don't fucking touch me. Do not touch me. I'm gonna kill every motherfucker up in here. Now here I come out in handcuffs. Fuck that. They owe me. They gonna give me what they owe me. Yeah, there you go.
I feel you. I got so mad. That's the first time I got mad, so mad and started tearing up. You wanted to fight. You know how you go when you're a kid.
you said that you had went home and started doing like Trey off Boys in the Hood and started swinging. Come on, motherfucker. Come on.
Everything was hurt. My dignity, my pride. I was like, man, this is like, y'all done worked me like a damn slave. I was like, man, I
just said, thought my man had to crack that whip across your back.
Yeah, exactly. Just got up my pen after studies class, you know what I'm saying, went straight to work, and no one give me a fat check. Not seeing that, I was like, you must.
You already thought about the outfit you finna go buy. I'm finna be popping bottles in the club. Like, what up, bitch?
Fuck that one.
You already told your boy, because your boy'd already be like, man, I ain't gonna have no money. I got you, nigga. I got you.
I'm a UPS now. See, I'm making, right. I'm making dollars.
Now he amped. Hey, my nigga, what's happening? What time we going? You know, your boy don't make it no better. So is we still going? Man, shut the fuck up. You did not just tell you I ain't got nothing for $4. What? Nigga, I only got $4.
I remember Charlotte on my money when that nigga flipped $2 under the door.
Yeah, exactly. $2 damn.
Man, you don't be wanting to talk to nobody. What?
Talk
happened?
To nobody.
Hey,
he felt like he had on a motherfucking sheet.
Because the motherfucker, and ain't that the worst question? What happened? What happened, man? I mean, well, why? What happened? No, seriously, dog, what happened? You be thinking in your mind.
Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Going through your head like you done teared up. Man, I'm going to tell you, dog. My job was so fucking bad at the airport, man. I left because of a family emergency. Now, they told me all I had to do was bring a paper back. A paper stating, you know, showing what I went there for.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the desk to get the paper. I looked at the nurse, and I just turned back around like, I'm not going to get it. Fuck it. They like, well, you know, if you ain't got that paper, I know. What y'all need? Y'all need y'all uniforms back? I just couldn't do it. Dog, I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't take it no more, man. I just couldn't take it.
Yep.
I used to have to be at work at 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Man, shout out to you, Pam. Fuck you very much. I can't stand your ass. Man, I hated that lady, man. Dude, but I'm going to tell you, the only bright spot in my day is that I knew I intimidated her. I intimidated the shit out of that lady. I mean, anybody that worked with me, they would tell you. But I wouldn't say nothing that was really fucked up. I would just look at her, like, really, like, hard. Like, she'd be like, we had these codes with, like, different sections you had to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And she would be like, okay, Zach, you're 770 today. And I would just look up at her, like, you know, like, I just found out that my brother got shot. I'd be like, I'm what? You know, she literally told our supervisor, like, he intimidates me. I don't even want to talk to him. Can you just give him his orders for the day? And the supervisor was like, well, you got to talk to him. She was like, no, you don't understand. But so the supervisor went in and was like, you know, she asking around, like, do he be cursing at her? And everybody like, no, he just, you know, and they like, he just looks like that. That's the way he looks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. 4 in the morning. You, who the fuck is going to be happy?
They
sure
enough. Some of that whole chipper and shit.
Right, it's floating out. I had to punch in at 4 in the morning. So that means I had to get up at 2 something. Mm. And I was, man, then, dude, I swear. Now, it's 4 in the morning. She talking about, come. I hid in every motherfucking break room. I was down there in the luggage rack sleep. Man, look here, I can't move to 6 o'clock. I can't fuck with y'all at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be hollering. She'll be all on the radio. 770. 770. Man, I done broke it up. You know, they had the little all these little stores and shit, but where, you know, people done moved out of
New York and back.
I'm in the wrong motherfucking airport. I actually jimmied a lot, right? Well, it was so fucked up. I jimmied the lock, and it was a travel agency. It used to be there. Well, they moved out of there. So, you know, it's supposed to have been locked up. I jimmied the lock, and you would have to go through 2 sets of doors. I would go through that second set of door, take my shoes off, lay on one of them shelves, take my jacket off, roll my jacket up into a Marley, I was sleeping like I was in a joint. I take my shoes off, put my jacket on top of my shoes. All I can hear is 770. 770. Man, I can't move. Shit, I'm sitting a motherfucker. Man, they gave us these little carts we had to push. So finally, I would come out. You know, I'd make sure the coast clear. Everybody like, oh, Lord, man, Pam's been looking all over for you. Oh, okay. 770, where you been? I said, shit, I've been right here. I came down here looking for you. Well, I must have been upstairs when you was down here. I went upstairs. Well, I must have been down here. Then I would give her that look again. I would give her that look again like my brother just got killed. Well, what did you want? Man, that was the only pleasure I had in that. That was the only pleasure I had. But other than that, dog, that job was pure torture. So
I've heard that before. I know a couple guys work at the airport, and they was like, man, you think you would love it, but after a while, it becomes a pain in the ass after about a few months. I said, for real?
Man, it was a pain in the ass the first day. It never changed. It was a pain in the ass from the day I started to the day I quit.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, you didn't quit. We terminated. I don't give a fuck with you. Y'all can write it down however you want to write it down. I don't give a fuck. I'm not coming back.
You ain't coming back. Kiss my entire ass. I'm done.
Man, I'm telling you, to this day, like, if I walk through that airport and she see me, she turns around, because I be like, jogging like I'm finna go fuck her up real fast. Like, you know how you see a motherfucker, you tap that motherfucker like, there you go right there. And I get to jog that bitch a whole ass up out of that motherfucker. That bitch a whole ass. They be like, man, I think she put me on the do not enter list.
Oh, snap.
Real, man.
Like you're a terrorist.
Yeah, like I'm a terrorist.
She probably got security that walk up to her car when she get off.
Yeah.
She got her pepper spray in her hand looking for you.
They had a picture of Hussein, Bin Laden, and Cass.
Well,
not allowed in the airport. No point other than to be let in the airport. At no point.
If you don't recognize them, you let them through, your ass is fired.
Hell yeah. Boy, we used to have to go to those little ports together. Man, that motherfucker was, don't let me in, because, you know, it take like 2 minutes to get through them ports. Me and her, we have to go in there together. Man, that motherfucker be shivering. I'd be like, hey, Pam. Hi, Cass. How's it going? I wouldn't crack a smile or nothing, dog. I mean, I hated that job. Motherfuckers, they like, I remember like one of the head men came down and was like, son, smile. I ain't your son. Like, motherfuckers like, what, huh? Like, you know who I am? You know who I am? I'm a pissed off black motherfucker that's up in this goddamn airport. Been on my feet for the past 10 motherfucking hours. While you sitting your fat ass up in that cushy ass seat that I had to put, you son of a bitch. Carry on.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Fucking with y'all, man. So we got to get the hell up out of here, man, because old girl might call back and tell me to pay for something. Shit.
Break bread. Like, break bread, nigga.
I'm going to need for you to pay me for the time I was on your show.
Right. I'm not going to. You know what? All right, y'all. Look, so you got any last words for us before we get up out of here?
Yes, I enjoyed myself. I always do. I'll be back tomorrow.
That's what's up. That's what's up. My man, Marley. Marley, think slow. Think before you speak.
Think slow.
Yeah, think before you speak now. Don't say nothing fucked up.
Yeah, she's still up too looking at me. good show. I'll try to call back tomorrow, but if I make it, I got, on next Monday, I got two cousins playing for national championship. I got one cousin for Ohio State, number 88, and one cousin for Oregon, number 9. Just go ahead and root for them. Yeah,
oh, for sure. And Marley, I'm pretty sure that if you ever bring that up to your wife again,
right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
Y'all be cool.
Nah. Oh boy, today you got any last words for us?
Yeah, it was a great show. I had lots of fun talking with everybody. I'll be here tomorrow.
Nah, okay, that's what's up. I ain't forgetting nobody. Everybody else got mad and hung up, and they want to talk back up to us, and other people just listening. So, all right, y'all. We had a great show. I mean, got started a little slow due to technical difficulties, but I'd like to thank everybody to call in, everybody listen to the internet. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know why we do it every day. Well, every Tuesday and Wednesday, Sin City Radio. Tune in tomorrow, people. Let's see what we're going to do. Same bad time. Same bad channel. We the fuck up out of here. Peace. But you know what? Let me stop saying that. Maybe that's why we can't ever get no promotions. I bid you all farewell. Good night. Bye.